14th letter. I render thanks to our Lord for having relieved you a little, according to your desire. I have been often near expiring, though I was never so much satisfied as then. Accordingly, I did not pray for any relief, but I prayed for strength to suffer with courage, humility, and love. Ah, how sweet it is to suffer with God! However great the sufferings may be, receive them with love. 'Tis paradise to suffer and be with him, so that if in this life we should enjoy the peace of paradise, we must accustom ourselves to a familiar, humble, affectionate conversation with him. We must hinder our spirits wandering from him upon any occasion. We must make our heart a spiritual temple, wherein to adore him incessantly. We must watch continually over ourselves, that we may not do, nor say, nor think anything that may displease him. When our minds are thus employed about God, suffering will become full of unction and consolation. I know that to arrive at this state, the beginning is very difficult, for we must act purely in faith. But though it is difficult, we know also that we can do all things with the grace of God, which he never refuses to them who ask it earnestly. Knock. Persevere in knocking, and I answer for it that he will open to you in his due time and grant you all at once what he has deferred during many years. Adieu. Pray to him for me as I pray to him for you. I hope to see him quickly.